Rusty Quill presents.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
You know, cross your fingers or something. Ember needs it. On my mark, 5.
You're listening to The Hyacinth Disaster, written by David Carlson, Part 2.
Okay. Comms check in. All Exos sound off.
Seven's here.
Exo 2.
Grim here.
Confirmed. Blue?
All on comms are humming along. Well, figuratively. Humming is bad for comms.
Finch?
Hey, Con. All systems are good.
Confirmed.
She sounds in love, Con.
Shut up, Dreadnought. Grim? Argus? What's your data look like?
We're reading it now.
Wow, that looks pretty good.
Yeah, some promising figures here.
Definitely something, Con. But the scans aren't very clear yet.
So the rock is good?
Looks like Senes 1309er might not be worthless after all.
Hell yeah!
It's pronounced Senes.
Is that even a Greek name?
You know what the ratio of Greek names to Jovian objects is?
Can't say that I do, kid.
It's like 1 to 50,000, dude.
I'm a Dreadnought. Senes sounds Greek.
Says the imperialist Nederlander.
Hey, Greece asked us to take over.
Oh, look at the big hero. After the U.S. collapsed, what option did they have?
Look, it's not like we ran in there and just started taking things
over. Hey, look, we're all working together to help our mutual friend by proving this rock is worth a lot of money. Togetherness! Yay!
Yay, let's not get ahead of ourselves. Until we get a clear reading, it could mean anything.
But this probably means we've got a Goldie Rock, right? Right.
I can't exactly say, but with these scans, it's probably at least a Class 6.
It'll probably rise once we clear this up. Class 8, maybe? Anyone?
Hopefully. That'd be enough to force corporate's hand.
Yeah, all right. Let's confirm. Can we clear this scan up, Dreadnought?
It's like I figured. The density's messing with the squealer, but I'll drill deeper.
Okay, how long?
Already started, man. 2 minutes.
Good. Control to Finch.
Hey.
Hey, Clever. How's the anchor?
Holding fine.
Okay, good.
Should I be concerned?
I don't know. Grissom's auto-release failed despite an inspection from station.
So the thing was supposed to break, and it didn't.
Yep. Is the rock shifting at all?
Meh. One this big wouldn't be affected by the squealer much.
Alright, well, keep an eye on it.
But you're so handsome.
Finch.
Fine.
Seven to Con.
Thanks. Go ahead, Argus.
Hey man, how's the ship doing?
It's fine.
Good. How are comms? Comms okay?
Comms are fine too. Obviously.
Sorry, all we need is a clear scan and that's it. Ember's as good as rescued. Gonna march into the corporate office and show those bastards
we have to confirm, Argus.
Yeah, the tension is killing me.
I don't know, sing a song or something.
What? Actually, we have been working on a song. Do you want to hear a song? You guys, do you want to do a thing?
Off comms, Argus, thank you.
Ready?
Say again, Dreadnought.
I said I'm ready.
Yeah, I read you now. How much deeper did you drill?
About 50 meters.
Confirmed. All hands, Squealer is set to go again. Confirm. XO7, go.
Go, Con.
XO4, go.
Go.
XO2, we are a go.
Ready.
Let's see what this rock's got for us.
Everyone lock comms. 5, 4, 3... Comms, check all exos sound off.
Of all the money I've ever had, I spent it in good company and all the heart.
No.
Grim!
I'm not singing.
You were singing on the way here!
The machinery was humming the perfect note and it happened. Don't try and make it happen. Besides, you both sounded way better before you had to squeeze into these damn suits.
Okay, I guess that's all of you. Blue?
Blue here. Comms still good. Trying to think of a descriptor that works better than humming for comms.
Finch?
Hey, all good. Tether's still solid.
Okay, what's the good news, guys?
Just waiting for the little lights. Just sitting here. What's going on?
You too?
Yeah, what the hell?
Shut up and tell me what's going on!
There's nothing here!
What he said.
What? There was stuff in the last scan!
And it wasn't positive, just probable.
Argus and I both had it on our scanners.
You don't know what you had, it wasn't a clear scan.
But fuzzy would mean something is there. There's nothing.
Calm down, Grim.
Don't tell me to calm down. We're out here for a dud. What's Ember gonna do now?
I'll drill more.
The scans are empty, Dreadnought.
We only know if we get a clear signal. Until then, there could be literally anything inside this lock.
Or nothing.
We're running out of time, Dreadnought. Make it fast.
I've already started, man.
All right, keep me updated.
Grim to Con.
Con here. Go ahead, Grim.
We're staking a lot on Dreadnought.
I know, and if we had any other way to get Ember back, I'd take it. But we don't.
Are we gonna have time?
I mean, if this turns out to be Pater, we don't have to worry about taking over for the Grissom.
And if it doesn't?
When did you get so pessimistic?
I'm just...
worried. Yeah, me too.
How much damage do you think we could do if we... you know?
I thought about it. I don't think we'd get anywhere near anyone important enough for corporate to care. At least, you know, not without a lot more time to plan.
And Temple probably won't wait that long.
He might be bluffing about killing them.
We wouldn't be out here if we thought he was.
Damn it!
What?
Nothing. It's just one of those spiders.
Yeah, I hate those things. How do they even live on spaceships?
I imagine eight legs is ideal in zero-G.
Yeah, but what do they eat?
I'm not sure I want to know.
Good point. How big was it?
It was only about 4 inches.
That is 5 inches bigger than I like a spider to be.
Yeah, well, it's a good thing it never ended up anywhere like, you know, in your suit.
Oh, you son of a... Yeah, I cannot handle this right now. I gotta go.
Blue?
Blue here.
I'll take that coffee now if you don't mind.
Sure thing. Vanilla?
It's all swill.
All swill that ends swill.
What?
I don't know. I was going for something and I lost it.
You and Finch should hang out more. She'd like that one.
I'm good, thanks.
I'm sorry you feel that way.
Don't get all forlorn on me. I didn't even get a chance to meet her before you got serious. The week after I got back, boom, you're married.
You were on your first job with your own ship.
Well, you could have told me.
What?
Have you told Mom?
Are you kidding? She'd be all, when are you coming home? I want to meet her. Besides, it's not like you tell her anything either.
She doesn't need to know.
Exactly. It's better she thinks we're working safe jobs for a good company who... What's going on?
Con, you there?
Yeah.
I'm picking up a spike in seismic activity.
Yeah, comms are going hinky too.
Communications and seismography have literally nothing to do with each other.
Well, right now they do.
How bad?
Let me check. Control to XO7. Do you read me?
Icon. Loud, if not clear.
Are your comms bugging you?
Yeah, a bit.
You feel the rock? The Finch said she picked up some seismic activity. It seems to be affecting comms somehow.
Seismic? When was the last time you were on an active asteroid?
Never. I mean, except the usual jolts from the squealer on a smaller rock.
Well, I don't feel anything.
All right, I'll check with Dreadnought.
When is comms already bad?
And that's why I asked you first. Control to XO2, Dreadnought, copy?
Dreadnought here. What's gotcha?
Are you feeling this?
The rock shivering? Yeah, man. Squealy usually doesn't have that much on a rock this big, but I'll be careful. Meanwhile, I'm set for another try.
Hold on. Clever, I'm, control the Finch?
Hey.
Hey, Dreadnought says he felt the shakes, but comms are okay.
I'll keep up with it.
Oh, confirmed. All right, everyone, one more time. Confirm we are
going. Maybe we should just jump to it, yeah?
Agreed.
That's on you. Dreadnought, we're ready.
Yep.
Lock comms. 5, 4, 3... Comms check, all exos.
Argus, I'm good.
Grim here. Did anyone else feel that?
I just felt shaking. Is that what you're talking about?
A squealer shouldn't affect a rock this big, right, Dreadnought? Dreadnought. Damn his radio.
Dreadnought here. I heard you, dude. I was saying that I got a lot of shivering here. I don't know what's up.
All right, well, let's keep an open channel here on out. Better safe.
More importantly, my sensor's still blanking. Argus?
Same.
Let me dig more. I'm not at my limit yet.
This is a dud.
Grim might be right, you guys.
What with that? I just need to get through this dense layer and then we're all gonna be rich.
It's not even about us getting rich, asshole.
Yeah, I know. Sorry.
The rest of us are trying to keep people from being killed, and you're thinking about money. I've half a mind to bury you here.
Okay, I get it. Dude, you just want to save your friends. Sure, that's great, but people die out here all the time. I've lost a few myself, and I'm not gonna let myself care too much about that I don't even know.
Dreadnought?
Yeah, I want money. I want out of this job so I don't end up caught or killed too. That makes me an asshole, then whatever, but we have the same motivation.
Like hell we do!
We both need money. Who cares why? Now, are we gonna finish? Or are we gonna slink back to station because a stupid argument kept us from getting the job done? Hate me all you want, but you've only got a chance because of me. And buddy, there aren't gonna be any more chances.
We've only got a few minutes left.
Yeah, but he's right.
Grim?
Oh, damn it.
All right, start drilling again, Dreadnought.
He's been drilling this whole time.
Damn right I have.
I hate this guy.
Getting a lot of love in your voice, though, Grim.
Your radio's busted.
We've dealt with worse. Remember when we were working on the Invid?
That was a damn good ship.
Sure, but comms kept blacking out for no reason.
I mean, I kind of liked it. Cut comms meant no cameras. Captain Mac was set on us using our POVs.
That's standard, Grim.
You don't make us.
Well, that's because our first three rocks were spent listening to you moan about how creeped out you were.
Okay, I'm sorry. It's creepy knowing someone's looking through my perspective all the time.
You know, you're really weird, Grim.
You guys ever stop talking?
Shut up and drill, Dreadnought.
Shockingly, I can do both. Especially when the quality of equipment is worth discussing.
Wait, what do you mean?
I just don't want to lose contact. The suit has to be older than me.
You're not far wrong. I think yours is military.
Great, just great. So I'm using an Exo that's more than 2 decades old.
Yep. If it makes you feel any better, mine's almost that old.
I thought they took everything when they left.
Well, companies bought everything the military would sell. Contractors bought off them. And there was all kinds of crap left in the scramble. Whole ships, even. If you can find them in deep space.
Thought one of those would be a pretty good haul for corporate, huh?
Not really. I mean, you could take any small rock and make a few new ships out of that. Corporate doesn't care about super old derelicts.
And nobody else would have the resources to get them spaceworthy again.
I got a shaky exosuit that agrees with you.
Speaking of shaky, is the rock still...
Nah.
Yeah. Finch?
Hey, Con.
How's seismic looking, Clever?
Normal. I'll let you know if anything changes.
Question.
Go ahead, Dreadnought.
Do they call you Con as in control or Conlin?
Yes.
That's confusing.
That too.
Uh-huh. I'll be done in a sec. Stand by.
This is Eric Temple, commander of the Lycaon frigate Tesseract, to the station commander at Halysis Mining Company. The date is August 13th, 2127. The time is 0113 Zulu.
Will you stop watching that?
I'm trans...
Sorry.
Here you go.
Bedunked. These stupid straws never go in the... There we go.
Say again, Con?
Yeah, nothing. Blue brought me coffee.
Ugh. Stuff tastes like nuclear runoff.
Yeah, well, I hear some people are into that.
Shut up! I'm trying to finish here.
Sorry. What's your depth?
263 meters.
Are you through that dense bit yet?
No, and my limit's 300.
That's it? Why are we even bothering?
Conlin wouldn't let me check out my good stuff.
You know that'd be a dead giveaway.
Yeah, but baby's first drill here isn't giving the squealer much to work with.
At least your exo isn't falling apart.
No, just my radio. 280 meters, still too dense.
Damn it!
Come on!
90. Son of a...
What happened?
What?
As far as it goes.
Is it still dense?
Ish. I don't know, man.
Come on, let's go.
Alright. Is everyone sure you're calibrated right?
Just hit the button.
We should probably make sure, is all I'm saying.
Just hit the button.
Okay, sure, let's just ignore the captain's concerns.
Hit the button, Con!
Fine, I'll hit the button! Lock comms! 5, 4, 3...
These shakes are getting dicey. Tether's really draining out.
Confirmed.
There.
Confirmed. Comms aren't sounding great either. Comms check. Exo sound off. Argus, Dreadnought, Grim, come in. Blue.
Blue here.
You're right next to me.
Sorry, habit and tension. Mostly tension.
Take that console and tune this crap out.
Got it.
Come on, Blue.
Try now.
All Exos, report! Argus! Dreadnought!
Are you getting this? Argus, are you getting these numbers?
Fireworks here, Con! Sensors are going crazy!
Confirm! I'm picking up massive deposits! It's lighting up like Vegas! I have never seen anything close to this!
Oh, man.
This is amazing!
As soon as
corporate sees these scans, they'll be begging us for the coordinates.
There's deposits of everything. Motherloads of motherloads. If we netted this thing ourselves, we could make the ransom money in a day.
Yeah, well, Temple isn't going to wait that long.
Yeah, agreed. Let's stick to the plan. Temple wants an ungodly amount of money, so we use this info to make corporate pay to release Ember.
Right.
Like they should have done from the first minute. It's in the freaking contract. What are we? We're contractors. It's in our freaking name.
Blue.
And it's not even about us. Ember and her crew have the same contract.
Oh, boy.
Where if any crew members should be apprehended by hostiles while carrying out their orders, Halysis Mining Co. and its affiliates will do its utmost...
Blue!
I'm sorry. I just want to strangle everyone in corporate with gigantic cakes made of ricin.
I move we leave Blue behind when we have our little chat with corporate.
Hey!
I second this motion.
I'm venting!
Was that one grim?
No, Finch. I told you. You'll know one when you hear it.
What?
Never mind. Point is, we need corporate to pay up, not keel over. They're the only people with enough money to pay the ransom, or really any amount worth mentioning.
No. Not anymore. You're right, Dreadnought. We're getting Corvus back and walking away rich. I'm sorry I judged
Let's
you.
Keep focused and not get greedy.
No, Con, you don't understand. This is the most valuable rock since 16 Psyche 100 years ago. Corporate will give us anything for a Class A Goldie rock like this one right here.
A isn't a rock class.
It's a figure of speech.
You're a figure of speech.
Your mom's a figure of speech.
What does that even mean?
Guys, let's get moving. Argus, is your exo still good?
I just want to make sure that it's clear that his mom really is a figure of speech.
Argus!
Patch is holding.
I don't want to risk anymore. Grab your gear and get back here ASAP. Let Grim help Dreadnought with the equipment.
You want me to let Grim help? You sure that's a good idea, Con? I'd hate for Grim's face to be the last sight of Dreadnought's life.
Nah, Grim's cool. Right, Grim?
I guess I'm just everyone's lackey today, but yeah, I'm good. Jetpack Rescue Squad is on its way.
Yeah, if you feel strongly about it, just trade Exos with me next time. I'll take Argus' death. You do whatever you do.
There's never gonna be a next time, moron. As soon as we see the Corvus and her crew home, I'm leaving for Inner System and Fat Living.
Right! I keep forgetting I'm rich now. God, this is fun. It's gonna take a while to get my head wrapped around it.
Yeah, I think you'll learn to live with
Let's move, people. The sooner we get back, the sooner Corvus flies home.
Just backing up.
I'll be there in 5 mics, Dreadnought. Dreadnought?
Control to XO2. Dreadnought, copy? Damn!
What's going on?
Yeah, his radio finally gave out. Can you see him?
No, but he was 5 clicks away in a crater. I'll jet down there and see what's up. Are you picking up his vitals?
That's comms, too.
Right. I'm on my way. Gods, he's gonna have a smug grin on his face.
Let him, man. In a few hours, when we're twisting corporate's arm, we're all gonna have that same grin.
And ricin cakes!
No, Blue. Nobody will be eating ricin in any form. Yeah, but fair enough, Vargas.
Finch?
Hey.
How's the tether looking?
Anchor's had to burrow a bit, but it's stable. Not getting any more activity at the moment. Whatever the squealer did, it's calm now.
Okay, well, Argus is on his way.
Yeah, I'm still on the channel. Should be safe to climb the tether, Argus. Don't forget to watch the snaggy bit halfway up.
I thought you fixed that.
Well...
And the servo on my suit?
We didn't exactly have a lot of downtime since our last shift.
We're in space. Everything wants to kill you in space. The last thing I need is for stuff to start breaking on me. More than it usually does.
Sue me.
Well, now that I could get $11 billion.
Greedy.
All right, that's enough chatter. Argus, what's your ETA?
2 minutes.
Finch, would you mind meeting him at the airlock and helping him out of that piece of junk?
Sure.
Then dump it into space. We don't need it anymore.
That's what I'm talking about. Can I hit the button?
Can I pack it with C4 first?
Boom! You can pack it with my lucky C4 first, if I can hit the button.
It's a deal at that.
I'm glad we can be friends again.
Con?
There's no problem that can't be solved with the proper application of high explosives.
That's what I'm saying!
Con!
Sorry, go ahead, Grim. You with Dreadnought yet?
Tell him he can blow up XO2 if he wants.
Boom!
Grim? Grim, how's Dreadnought?
He's gone.
This was part 2 of the Hyacinth Disaster. You can find the whole series at the website, davidecarlson.net, and on iTunes, Google Play Music, Stitcher, podparadise.com, or wherever podcasts are found. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave a review on one of these sites and share the series with anyone you can think of. If you have any questions or you want to get updates and production facts, check in on facebook.com/thehyacinthdisaster or on Reddit at r/thehyacinthdisaster or on Twitter at @themrshyacinth. And check the About page on the website to sign up for information about future projects, and if you think it's worth it, please consider donating a little to help me make more. There are some fun extras for you if you do. Thanks very much for listening.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.